The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. There are three words used in today's gospel to describe one of the most beautiful and inspiring women in the entire Bible. Those three words are burdened, anxious, and worried. I will contend that Martha is one of the unsung heroes of the Bible, often overlooked by her sister Mary, who is a beautiful witness of prayer and life with the Lord. But Martha, in her own way, is equally beautiful. Jesus, in today's gospel, does not say that Martha has done anything wrong. Indeed, she has done so much right. Like Abraham, who went out to greet the three visitors and say, "Please, Lord, do not go on, but stay with me." Martha is the one who goes out and welcomes Jesus. "Lord, come to my home." The beauty of Martha is that she holds nothing back from God. She gives God the fullness of who she is. Principally, her thoughts, her feelings, and her desires. And this is why she is for us all a model of prayer. Mary is the model of the one who gets it. Mary is the one who prays well already. She is the one who sits perfectly at the feet of the Lord. But for myself, and I imagine for most of us, we identify a little bit more like Martha. We have the good intention. We invite the Lord in. We desire to feed him because Jesus truly does hunger and thirst. And our desire is to have him in our home. So Martha does this, but as she's preparing this meal, her initial thoughts, feelings, and desires get a little twisted. She gets a little worried and distracted. And instead of preparing something for God himself, it becomes needing to check on this piece of food or that, or worrying, are we going to have enough tableware? Where is everyone going to sit? She's pulled away. And the word for anxious in Greek here in this scripture means exactly that, to be pulled away from. And so her desire to be with the Lord is now twisted and pulled away. But she shares this with God. What does she now identify as her desire? "Jesus, tell my sister to help me." Her desire now seems not to be dwelling in the presence of God, not to be preparing something for her Lord, but, "Jesus, tell my sister to help me get this thing done." Does that not happen in our own lives? She is distracted, anxious, and worried, doing something good for God. How much more are the rest of us distracted, anxious, and worried as we scroll through social media, or we live in the shuffle of what's next on Netflix? What can I get next with 2-day free shipping? Even the good things we do, what more can I do to provide for my family? What are these good things? What more can I do to practice at my sport or dance or music that can help me be the top performer so I can get into the best college, so I can achieve the life that I or my parents think that I need? All these things, maybe good in themselves, can become distractions. But what does Jesus do? He doesn't leave Martha in her once good thoughts, feelings, and desires, which have now gone astray. He gently says, "Martha, Martha." Whenever any of us hears our voice on the lips of someone who loves us, it pulls us back. It draws us back. So Jesus tells this to Martha in a gentle way. And then he tells her, you are worried about many things. There are all these things, some of them good. But you have forgotten the one needful thing, which is to relate everything back to your relationship with me. That's what Mary does well. And that's what Martha desires to do, because she even shares that wrestling of her heart with the Lord. And Jesus calls her back to that. And he gives her that lesson. And so for us, it's the same way. Whenever we go to pray, do we share honestly with God, what are my thoughts? They might even be distractions, but name them for God. What am I thinking right now? Why have I come to this period of prayer? What am I feeling? Am I happy? Am I joyful? Am I anxious? Am I tired? What do I feel? And what is it that I desire? Because too often when we go to prayer, a lot of us give up because we say we don't know how to pray. But part of it is we haven't brought our full self into the conversation, the good, the bad, and the ugly, which is what Martha teaches us to do. And because she does that, the Lord is able to break through the anxiety, the burden, and the worry, and draw her back to himself. Martha will do the same thing when her brother Lazarus dies. She will be very blunt with the Lord. Again, she's the first one to go out and welcome him. And what does she say? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She shares everything on her heart, thoughts, feelings, and desires. And she says, I know my brother will rise on the last day. But again, Jesus breaks into that. Not only will your brother rise on the last day, your brother will rise today. So brothers and sisters, whenever we go to prayer, maybe we're not a Martha, maybe we're not a Mary yet. Maybe we don't know how to pray. Maybe we're distracted. Maybe we struggle. Maybe we don't know how to start. And if you're not a Mary, that's okay. But strive to be a Martha. Strive to offer the Lord your thoughts, feelings, and desires. And if you do that, if you have a conversation with the Lord in the same way you would have a conversation with anyone you love, it will become not just a monologue, but a dialogue. And Jesus Christ will break through anything that's holding you back, and he will reveal to you the deepest desires of your heart, and he will help you to have the one thing necessary, which is to remain in union with him, that will make sense of all the struggles and all the joys of our life. Your thoughts, feelings, and desires, the three things necessary for prayer.